Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. Who was Jesus Christ? Did you know that the New Testament reveals that he was the one who was the God of the Old Testament? Now, we have covered some of this in other segments, but today I want to approach it from an entirely different point of view. And I want to approach it from the point of view as to what Jesus himself said. Now, we've already covered that he had to divest himself of his glory and honor as God in full glory to become a pinpoint of life in order to be begotten in the womb of the Virgin Mary. Now, did Jesus know who he was? The answer is yes. Now, let's look at a very interesting part concerning Jesus as a baby and growing up. Because, you see, there's a book out there called Jesus, the Jewish Rabbi. Well, it's interesting that he is called rabbi by some people, even by some of his disciples. And rabbi merely means teacher in Aramaic. Jesus was not taught by any of the rabbinical schools, and this constantly drove the Jews wild. How did Jesus learn? Now, we find this in John, the 7th chapter, when Jesus was teaching at the temple. Now, notice the reaction to Jesus' teaching. Verse 15, John 7, "And the Jews were amazed, saying, How does this man know letters, having never been schooled?" Now, I want you to think about that statement for a minute. What does this statement tell us? Now, since there was such hostility against him, don't you think that all the chief priests and all the rabbis and all the scribes and Pharisees asked the various rabbinic schools, "Did you teach him? Did you teach him? Did he go to your school?" So they knew that he did not go to any of their schools. So how did Jesus know? How did he learn? All right, let's come to Luke, the 2nd chapter, and we find something about Jesus when he was 12 years old, where Jesus stayed behind after observing the Passover and Feast of Tabernacles in Jerusalem with the entire family, and the family was going back to Galilee, and Joseph and Mary were looking for Jesus, thinking that he had gone with some of the other relatives. But such was not the case. So they came back to Jerusalem to find him. Luke 2 and verse 46. "Now it came to pass after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both hearing them and questioning them. And all those who were listening to him were amazed at his understanding and his answers." How did Jesus get his education? Because this becomes very of paramount importance when we understand that God the Father did not leave his education to happenstance or human beings. What did God do? How did God do it? Let's come back to Isaiah 50. Now, here's another important thing to realize concerning the Old Testament. The Old Testament is not written in a chronological way. There are many, many different things in the Old Testament. You'll find certain parts of it where it talks about a prophecy concerning what's going to happen immediately in the area. Then you have a prophecy that jumps ahead from there in the next couple of verses and talks about the end time. Now, we're going to see, here is a prophecy concerning Jesus and how he was taught And we'll find this in two verses. But then we will see the next verse jumps right ahead to one of the events that occurred when he was being beaten and scourged just before he was crucified. So Isaiah 50, and let's pick it up here in verse 4. The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, to know to help the weary with a word. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as one being taught. The Lord God has opened my ear. I was not rebellious nor turn away backwards. This is how God the Father taught Jesus. He awakened him morning by morning. Now, when did this start? We don't know. Probably very early on, because we know now that even little infants, though they're not ready to speak, can learn things and understand things, though they're not able yet to express them. So this would be something directly from God the Father to baby Jesus. And this would take place every morning of his life as he was growing up, so that he would understand, recall everything that he was as God at the appropriate time, understand what his mission was, understand what he was to do, and understand everything necessary that he was the divine sacrifice, God in the flesh, to die for the sin of the world. And also, he was taught by the Father, as we will see, as Jesus said. He was commanded by the Father. He saw the Father. All of those are talked about, as we will see, in the New Testament, in the book of John. Now, let's read the next verse, and we will see that it jumps right ahead from his education as a child to the scourging. Verse 6. I gave my back to the smiters and my cheeks to them that pluck off the hair. I did not hide my face from shame and spitting. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore, I have not been disgraced. On account of this, I have set my face like a flint, and I know I shall not be ashamed. Now, this is an important section on how did Jesus endure the things that he did. So this gives you an example of how the Old Testament is put together. That's why in Isaiah 28 it says, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, there a little, precept upon precept. So you see, this is why one principal thing you need to understand is this. The New Testament interprets the Old. And the New Testament, especially with the chronology of Revelation, establishes the flow of prophecies in the Bible, not the Old Testament. Because you have these different sections of prophecy put together almost like a jigsaw puzzle. And so it has to be properly put together. Let's see some things that Jesus said concerning his relationship with God the Father. How he knew what he knew, because all of the rabbinics, the scribes and priests and the important establishment religious people of his time, and the princes and rulers and leaders said, how does this man know letters not having been schooled? Yet look at his ability when he was 12. John 5 and verse 30. I have no power to do anything of myself, but as I hear. Hear from whom? The Father. And also, as he hears what other people are doing or seeing what they are doing. But as I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. So God the Father had to teach him. Okay, let's come back here to chapter 8, verse 28, John 8. Then Jesus said to them, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you shall know that I am. Now we're going to come back to that a little bit, because this is a very important statement, and this is absolutely significant in the Greek, because this also tells us and identifies Jesus as to who he was before he came into flesh. Now continuing, and that I do nothing of myself, but as the Father taught me, these things I speak. So there we have it. Proof that the Father taught him. Like it said back there in Isaiah 50. He awakens me morning by morning. He opens my ear. He gives me the tongue of the learned. I was not rebellious. Come back here to John, the 5th chapter again. Let's see another verse. And let's see that Jesus also had the ability to see the Father. Verse 19, John 5. Therefore Jesus answered and said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, the Son has no power to do anything of himself. Now we need to take this as an example of what we need to do. Too many people read what is in the Bible, and then they add to it, and they take away from it. And then they come before God and say, oh God, I'm here, and you have to accept me. Really? I'm here to tell you it doesn't work that way. If it didn't work that way with Jesus, what makes you think it will work that way with people? Nearly everything that Orthodox Christianity does today is blatant paganism relabeled with the names of Jesus and God. 99% of what they believe and practice and teach did not come from the Bible. And that's because they failed to follow Jesus' example. As stated here, the Son has no power to do anything of himself, but only what he sees the Father do. For whatever he does, these things the Son also does in the same manner. Do you want God to love you? Do you want to love God? How is that accomplished? Is it that you just have an affection in your heart? Is it because you have a good feeling in your mind? What is it? What defines love to God? Well, Jesus said, you're to love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and being. Now, question, how much room does that leave for any individual to establish their own religious practices which are contrary to the Word of God? No, it doesn't. Here is the example in verse 20. The Father loves the Son and shows him everything that he himself is doing. So Jesus could see, the Father was teaching, the Father was showing, they had direct communication with each other. Now why? Because he couldn't do anything of himself. For what reason? Because carrying human nature within him, if he did it from within himself, it would not be of God. And if he did it of himself, then he could not be the perfect sacrifice for God the Father, for the sins of all mankind. Now let's continue on. Verse 20, and he will show him greater works than these, so that you may be filled with wonder. Now he also repeats the same thing over here. In verse 30, I have no power to do anything of myself. Now, I want you to think about this for a minute. How many ministers, teachers, and believers are self-willed and get way off the track thinking that they are pleasing God? Using the name of Jesus, using parts of the Bible, sounding very religious and sanctimonious. And they set up their own method of doing things. Now, what is that? That is active idolatry against God the Father and Jesus Christ. So that's why the world is in such a mess. Why the Christianity of this world is in such dire straits. This is why you need the book, Lord, What Should I Do? Because we're living in a time when Satan the devil is deceiving the whole world. And if you don't understand what that means, you don't have a clue as to what's going on in the world. Everywhere you look, economics, government, politics, religion, education, they are all based on satanic lies. You wonder why the world's in the mess it is in? It's because too many people do contrary what Jesus said here of himself. What did Jesus say? I have no power to do anything of myself. That tells us that no man has the ability of himself to do what is spiritual enough to save himself. And Jesus is the Savior and Messiah, could not rely upon human nature, which he had to have in order to become that perfect sacrifice for the sins of all mankind. And the Greek is interesting because it is, I can do nothing ek. The Greek word ek means from within, out of my own being as a person. Now let's come down here to John the 12th chapter. Wouldn't it be great if every minister and teacher and pastor, evangelist, cardinal, bishop, priest, pope, if they would speak and teach the words of God and not their own pagan false doctrines? Very simple to do. Follow the Bible, believe the Bible, and teach the Bible. That's exactly what Paul told Timothy. Preach the word. Now notice verse 49, John 12. For I have not spoken from myself, but the Father who sent me gave me commandment himself as he was being taught and as he was doing his ministry. Gave me commandment what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is eternal life. Therefore, whatever I speak exactly as the Father has told me. Now come over here just a page over to John 14 and verse 30. I will not speak with you much longer because the ruler of this world is coming, but he does not have a single thing in me. Yet he comes so that the world may know that I love the Father and that I do exactly as the Father has commanded me, arise, let us go out. And he was walking out knowing that he was going to be arrested. He was walking out knowing that this would be the beginning of his ordeal and ending in his crucifixion. And he knew that the Father had willed that he would be crushed to pay for human sin. So he was doing exactly as the Father had told him. This lays the groundwork for what we are going to cover now. Because in order for Jesus to have been God in the flesh and begotten by God the Father, then he had to have the proper education, the proper upbringing, the proper teaching, and all of these things so that he could preach the gospel, preach the words of God, do what God told him to do, behave in the way that he saw the Father behave, and all of these things. So it's important for us to realize how Jesus conducted his life and how he was educated. Now be sure and write for the book, Lord, What Should I Do? And also for the book, The Day Jesus the Christ Died. Now you need to know what it was that Jesus went through so that when you come to him and say, Lord, forgive me for my sins, that his sacrifice and his shed blood can atone for those sins. So be sure and write for those two books. We'll send them to you at no cost. You can write, you can email, you can phone the office, and we'll get them to you. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. And this is Fred Coulter. Until next time, saying so long, everyone.